Welcome back. Today we're tackling a spicy idea. Dr. Pallavi Awasthi and Dr. Kwang Ting Tai recently asked, what if government stopped moving like a fax machine and started moving like a smartphone app update?
Government as an app update sounds terrifying. Like one day you wake up and taxes look different and there's a new feature called surprise forms.
Fair, but that's the core point. Government has to evolve from rigid and slow to adaptive and citizen-centered. People expect speed and quality now.
So traditional government is like waterfall project management. Big plan, big documents. Then 6 years later, a button works.
Exactly. Traditional government values control, predictability, and long planning cycles. Agile government values flexibility, collaboration, rapid iteration, and experimentation.
Experimentation in government. That's where everyone clutches their pearls. You want the DMV to do beta testing.
This is the big tension, and the papers are clear. This is not just a process swap, it is a cultural transformation.
So, not just new meetings with sticky notes, it's changing how power works.
Yes, and there's a framework with three levels: micro, meso, and macro.
Micro sounds like tiny government. A very small mayor running a lemonade stand city.
Micro is execution. Teams using Scrum, sprints, and minimum viable products. Meso is the organization level. Culture, workflows, leadership. Do you reward learning or punish every mistake forever?
And macro is governance, policy, the whole system.
Right. Adaptive policymaking, cross-sector collaboration, public engagement. Agility isn't just about teams. It scales up to how governments govern society.
Who actually makes this happen? Committees do not sprint. Committees slowly wander.
Leadership. The IBM report says most agile failures in government are leadership failures. Resistance to change, fear of experimentation, leaning on rigid structures like a security blanket made of paperwork.
So leadership is both the bottleneck and the lever.
They outline six principles. First, constituent-centered with empathy and continuous feedback loops. Second, team-centered with empowered, self-organizing, cross-functional teams.
Cross-functional in government means getting IT, legal, procurement, and frontline staff in the same room without anyone fainting.
Third, adaptive, comfortable with uncertainty. Fourth, iterative, trial and error with MVPs. Fifth, cadence-driven, with sprints and frequent checkpoints. Sixth, mission-driven, with strong vision tied to outcomes.
Mission-driven beats process worship. No one should be spiritually devoted to Form 27B.
Then three leadership models enable this. Servant leadership is people first, removing blockers so teams deliver. Transformational is vision setting and creating innovation culture. Collaborative is systems thinking and breaking silos.
So the best leaders blend all three depending on the moment, like a leadership smoothie.
The competency model goes deeper. It's multi-level. Individual level is empathy, adaptability, digital literacy. Team level is shared vision and trust. Organizational level is flexible structures and innovation culture. Community level is citizen engagement and co-creation.
So if the community doesn't trust you, agile becomes fast confusion. Like speedrunning a misunderstanding.
Exactly. Practical enablers include real digital commitment, innovation funding, digital inclusion, and knowledge sharing across government.
Knowledge sharing in government. What if agencies talk to each other before reinventing the same portal 5 times?
Now the barriers. Cultural resistance, structural rigidity, skill gaps, regulatory constraints, and measurement challenges because outcomes can be hard to track.
So agile fails not because it's bad. It fails because the system is designed to resist it. Like trying to teach a statue to dance.
If you keep the same incentives and controls, agile becomes theater. But when it works, you get faster delivery, better outcomes, more trust, more innovation, and fewer cost overruns.
Fewer doomed mega projects that ship late and explode budgets. Music to every taxpayer's ear.
And the meta insight. Agile government isn't just methodology, it's redefining the relationship between government, technology, and society. From control to collaboration, from institution-centered to human-centered.
That's kind of mind-blowing. It's changing the operating system, not just installing a new app.
It's still early research-wise. No unified theory yet, limited real-world evidence. We need more cross-level analysis.
So, the takeaway. Agile government is possible, but it's less about sticky notes and more about leadership, culture, and trust.
If leaders shift from command and control to sense and respond, government stops buffering and starts serving. That's the goal.